Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's another edition of Kingdom Morning, or whatever time of day you or night that you listen. We are just grateful you're here. Praise the Lord for all his goodness, his graciousness, and his mercy. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Glory to God. This is Kingdom Morning with Pastor Cassandra Valentine Davis of Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministries here in the state of South Carolina. We're so happy to have you join us again today. We do hope that you are enjoying the shows. If you have any suggestions of topics, or if you're ready to come on and be a guest, we welcome that too. I can extend this show to 30 minutes so that I can have a guest on here. So we just invite you to let us know how we're doing. Let us know how we're doing. I strive to do the very best, first of all, for God and for the people that God has assigned me to, which is each and every one of you. We thank you again, and we're going to go ahead and get started. It's kind of funny how the Lord's been dealing with me about the topics. He's been using the foolish things to confound the wise. So just a thought that was in my head, just a little memory of the TV show as well as the movie, The Wiz, The Wizard of Oz, and then The Wiz, which it was later remade into. And the words that stuck out to me was, we're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz, because of the wonderful things he does. Okay, because of the wonderful things he does. Well, if you ever watch either version of it, The Wizard of Oz or The Wiz, you will find that through the journey of Dorothy and her animal friends and the Tin Man and everything, you will see that through that journey, they went through many, many things and many obstacles, and they were tried and tested, but they had excitement because Dorothy wanted to go home. She just wanted to reach her goal. Like, let's just use, she wanted to reach her goal as we want to reach our goal. And she was told that this man, this wizard, this Wiz, was someone that she could look up to, someone that would help her go home, accomplish that goal. So in life, we're always looking for someone, our friends, our families, even strangers and supervisors and CEOs. We're always looking up to someone. We hold them in the highest of regards. We think that they are just wonderful, marvelous, and that they can get us to the next level. Well, we see that as Dorothy and her friends went along, even through the obstacles, they never lost hope. Now, wouldn't that be a great thing if we never lost hope in God like that? If we put our trust in God because of the wonderful things he does. But instead, they use this idol. They use this idol. They didn't know they were idolizing this person. They just wanted to get home. Well, at the end of each of the versions of The Wiz or The Wizard of Oz, we see that when they finally met the wizard, and he kept hiding himself, but they found him out. They found out that he was fake, that he was no more than a mere person like you or I. There was no special powers about him. There, he was just a man, and a scary one at that. He was actually intimidated by everything that was going on. He was intimidated the fact that he knew that he had fallen from grace in some kind of way in his life, that he was only from a state in the United States, and they thought he was all that. They really thought he was all that. And that's how our friends are. You're going to learn, you're going to find out sometimes in a painful way that it's not always what it seems, people are not always who you think they are. Now, this isn't to throw off on your friends, or this isn't for you to get angry with people at this point. This is only something that the Lord gave me as just a valuable tool for all of us. I don't skip by myself, and I've had the experience of fake friends. People who came to me on a personal level, people who came to me in my ministry disguising themselves as someone who was going to help the ministry, and before the Lord would allow them to destroy what he was doing, he took them out of my pathway. It hurt at first, but you got to understand, if you're saved, or if you're leaning towards Christ, if you know the Lord at all, you will know that there's a thing called discernment. And that lets us know, who's for us, what situations that we should be involved in. It is something that we'll explore on another topic. But let's just say, when you need to know some things, you got to study it deeply and carefully. When you want to know about who's for you, when you want to know about certain decisions, you just don't do it hastily. You wait, and you think about it. You pray about it, and you just get to a point where you don't jump into things as hastily as you used to. That's growth. That is spiritual and mature growth right there. So we see that the wiz or the wizard was not someone who could do everything. The wizard could do no more than what Dorothy could believe in. How about that? We can't do any more than what we believe in. God is just not going to drop pennies from heaven out the sky. He's just not going to propel you into this great place that you want to be if you don't put the work in. If you stop trusting in him and start trusting in your friends more so than that, then what can he show you? Because he's looking at you like, okay, they're not trusting in me anymore. They rather go to their friends. There's a saying that says, don't run to the phone, run to the throne. That means don't just automatically run to your friends. Your friends may be your true friends, and they may love you, really, really love you. But first, you got to seek the kingdom of God. You got to put him first in everything you do. Let's look at a few scripture that talks about who we should be involved in. And one thing we're saying is, a lot of times the real true friend, the future husband, the future wife, the future boss, whoever it may be, your future is not tied up in who you think it is. Do not be deceived. We see that 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 33 says, do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. Who are you hanging with? Who are you around? Who are you sharing things with? They could be bad company, but you think they're what? You think they are your friend. You think they are your wizard. You think that they can solve all your problems. My God. Proverbs 12 and 26 says, the righteous is a guide to his neighbor, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. You got to remember who you're dealing with. Proverbs 18:24 says, a man of too many friends come to ruin, but there is a friend, yes, who sticks closer than a brother. That friend is Jesus. That friend is our Lord God. That's the friend. That's the only one that you can really depend on. I see many people have so many friends, and my girls and my boys, and, you know, and we hanging together, me and my crew. Yeah, we're going to do this and that, and then you form these little cliques in and outside of the church, and you feel like, okay, these are the people that's riding for me. These are people who are never. And then I turn around and I see how disappointed some people are when they really find out who's really for them. They thought these people could help them to accomplish their goals. They thought these people would take them all the way, and come to find out they were not good for them. It's not what it looks like all the time. You got to be careful who you are with these days. disease. They will lead you astray and then turn around and laugh at you. My God. Proverbs 11 and 14, where there is no guidance, the people fall, but in the abundance of counselors, there is victory. If you're not allowing someone to guide you, if you're not listening to godly counsel, there are counselors and psychologists and psychiatrists. Yes, they are here on this earth for a reason. And if you are directed to seek some counseling sessions, and you know, if that's the way God is dealing with you and helping you, that's one thing. But there are many of us who really all they have to do is, first of all, seek the Lord. Second of all, seek godly counsel instead of going all around everybody else who can help you, and you go ahead and you seek someone who really is that wolf in the sheep clothes. They're the ones who really want to see you fall. Come on. They want to see you fall, but you're thinking they're about to give you some great advice, and they tell you just the opposite. Proverbs 20 and 6 says, many a man proclaims his own loyalty, but who can find a trustworthy man? Who can you find that's really trustworthy? You better be very, very careful. And on the flip side, we see that you have to be responsible for some things of your own as well. Proverbs 14, 6, and 7, a scoffer seeks wisdom and finds none, but knowledge is easy to one who has understanding. Leave the presence of a fool, or you will not discern words of knowledge. Leave the presence of a fool. You don't go around calling people a fool, but in your mind, in your spiritual mind, you got to say, Lord, show me this person. Are they wise or are they foolish? You need to discern these words of knowledge. Luke 6 and 31 says, treat others in the same way you want them to treat you. Proverbs 27 and 6 says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but deceitful are the kisses of the enemy. Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and cursings. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live. Choose life. Choose you between, he's given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. See, we get it twisted sometimes. We go towards the evil and forget about the good. We go running to the wizard when God has been there all along, when God has sent you connections, when he has sent you friends and godly counsel, and you go running towards something that's totally opposite of what you should be doing. You have to understand that the mind, as the saying goes, is a terrible thing to waste. But the mind also is a terrible thing to get you to a place of stinking thinking, that kind of thinking that will put you in the path of the wrong friends, wrong relationships, all of that. But today, I hope you understand that the wizard was not real. The wizard was not who they thought he was going to be. They talked about him, they sang about him in the song because of the wonderful things he does. But we have a God that who is the wonderful. We call him wonderful. We call him our mighty God, our counselor. We call him the great I am. We call him all these glorious names because he truly is the wonderful one that we should be seeking for the destinies of our life. The wizard can't take us anywhere. Our friends can't take us anywhere. But if you lean on him, if you trust him, you will see that he is the one because of the wonderful things he does. He is called wonderful. Glory to God. Last verse, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. You all have a blessed day, afternoon, or whatever time it was. And remember, Jesus is Lord.